All of this is interconnected and all of this is related, and it all is easily predictable. It's easy to see where generations raised on murder right in front of their eyes can murder wantonly without care, without consideration that a soul just went to judgment thanks to you. By the by, I didn't even talk about yet the Las Vegas police officer who, through some miracle of God, is still alive, shot point-blank range in the back of the head. I thought he was, well, he was still alive last night. Has he died? Now, can you describe what was happening in the video? Because I didn't actually see that. When I saw Tucker Carlson reference it.
It's in your pile of prep, but there were some rioters and there was a line of police officers and they were trying to hold them back. And one of them threw something at a couple of the police officers. And this particular police officer tried to turn him around and arrest him. And while he was doing so, another protester, peaceful protester, walked up behind him, shot him point blank in the back of the head.
Right in the back of the head. Amanda Woods, Las Vegas cop on life support. After gunshot to head at George Floyd protest. By the way, George Floyd's brothers are out there going like, George would not have done this, wouldn't have participated in it, wouldn't have wanted it. You idiots need to go home and stop. Sorry, Mr. Floyd, they're not going to obey. Do you know why? Because the libtards that have been telling them to do this and have been basically pleading. This is the America that Nancy Pelosi and company have fantasized about since they started fantasizing about America. Now they've gotten their way. Why shouldn't they bear the blame, or at least part of the blame for this? Now, obviously, it's the looters and the rioters that are pulling the trigger on this. They have to bear personal responsibility for what they've done. This is obvious, but here's the point. Here's the rub. Who is going to ask them to bear responsibility? You'll never bring all these people to justice. They'll never stand in front of a judge. They won't spend a night in jail. Do you honestly think the parents of these miscreants are actually going to condemn them and are going to force them to make public apologies for their acts of wanton violence? Like Hades, they are. If they were going to do that, they were a little late. Maybe you should have done that prior to all this. Maybe you should have been a dad. Maybe you should have been a mom. Maybe you should have eaten dinner together. Maybe you shouldn't have had that adulterous affair that led to divorce and that left your kids out there in a broken home. We all bear some part in some of this. Because by our own actions, we have at least, well, many of us used to do exactly what these miscreants are doing. Don't do it anymore. Did we help keep the ball rolling? This is real. This is for real. By the by, can I just throw in that no one is concerned with, quote, social distancing anymore? No one cares how many stupid corona hoax turn corona coup tests are being turned in and how many come back positive. No one gives a rat's furry behind about how many people may have tested and are now in hospitals or may have the coronavirus. It's off the front lines. It's off the pages. You know why? Because there never was an epidemic to begin with. This sham pandemic was a coup that led to this. Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel on a Wisdom Wednesday. Someone, I can't take credit for this, but what a phenomenal point this is. A very rare moment of useful wisdom on the cesspool revenge and execution porn site now known as Twitter. Twitter. One mistake, it will kill you, Twitter. Pointed out that how many sins did it take to get Satan and the minion of demons, former angels turned demons, how many sins did it take to get them kicked out of heaven? Your time starts now, Roger. Best of luck. Not going to play the Jeopardy music. You know the answer. One. Now people go like, that's a little harsh. Don't you think, God? I mean, they only sin one time. Non serviam, I will not serve. What is the sin? Telling God, I know better than you. I'm not going to obey. Uh-uh. You gave man, you gave that disgusting creature that you created. You gave him free will. I'm out. How many sins did it take to light the powder keg of Black Lives Matter and all the rioting, looting, murder, mayhem, destruction of private property, burning, arson, et cetera, that we now see taking the place of the corona hoax? How many sins? One. Coincidence? It took the murder, whether it was accidental or intentional, matters not. It took the murder of George Floyd to set this into motion. You see how that works? You think maybe God's sending a message and going like, I kicked an entire legion of angels out of heaven because they crossed me one time. This George Floyd soul was crossed. The officer who killed him crossed my law one time. I have borne your treachery with patience for far too long, and I'm not going to bear it anymore. By, the same people out there now clamoring for, Black Lives Matter. Do black lives soon to be aborted today matter? What is the statistic? Somewhere on the order of, 1,300, 1,500 blacks in the womb today will be killed. Innocent. They'll be killed. They've done nothing wrong. They've been convicted. They've been accused of no crime. And yet today, they will be executed. Some will feel the ghastly pain, the unbearable and unthinkable pain of a pair of forceps crushing their skulls. Some will feel the pain of being scalded and burned to death. Some will feel the pain of being dismembered, limb by limb. And maybe they bleed out slowly and don't die all at once. All go to limbo. All will never be baptized. All now, God's providence, it's up to him. He does what he does with that. But we know that they've been now denied baptism. They've also been denied the opportunity to be born, to be baptized, and to participate in this madness that we call life, and to try to get back to heaven from whence their soul came. In other words, to become a saint and make a great positive difference in my life, your life, someone else's lives. That has been wasted, gone. And it'll be done 1,200 to 1,500 times today to black children. And no one says a word. Oh, but tell me that black lives matter. No, they don't. You're a liar. You don't care about black lives. You know what you care about? You care about likes. You care about retweets. You care about reposts. You care about, I got a little heart on my thing. Do you actually care about black lives? Then you would be doing all that you could do to stop the snuffing out of black lives at abortion clinics. You can't have this both ways. But by the by, a society that can actually accept the murder now of 60 million black, white, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, doesn't matter what ethnicity they are, children that have been snuffed out via abortion. Heaven knows how many have been snuffed out via early-term contraception, day after abortion pills and whatever. And all of this, any culture and society that can actually live with other people that do this on a regular basis, why would you be surprised that they could run through the streets and bash people upside the head that they don't know and try and kill them and then take everything that they own as if it was theirs? There's no surprise here. You know what there is surprise? Why isn't anyone saying pretty much what I just said? Why isn't anyone talking about the difference between the city of man and the city of God? We're living in the city of man. How do you like it? We could be choosing to live in the city of God. We aren't. We'll talk about that with Brother Andre and Marie later on today. In celebration of whatever the blank MAGA night is, I am committed to donating $100,000 to bail out of protesters across the country. Chrissy Teigen wrote on...
Remember that that's also the lady that bared her breast on social media and made it sound like, I mean, she was moving them up and down against Trump. She is a very big never-Trumper.
Is this the one, this isn't the one
that... She's filthy. She's disgusting.
This isn't the one that shouted her abortion.
I don't think so, no.
You remember that
she's
one?
She's the one married to the singer, the pop R&B guy singer, who's very effeminate.
Not a shock there either, by the way. I want to know, Ms. Teigen, does that include the murderers of Captain David Dorn? Does that include the attempted murderers of the police officer? Let's see here. Las Vegas Sheriff, has the cop been identified? He is not. Cops are trying to disperse a large crowd of protesters in front of the Circus Hotel and Casino just after 11 Monday as the crowd hurled bottles and rocks at them. Las Vegas Sheriff Joseph Lombardo said at a press conference, the officer was in a fight with another suspect when someone came up from behind and shot him in the head. He was taken to University Medical Center in critical condition, shot in the back of the head. In other words, he had no chance to defend himself from that particular attacker. This is how these people work. Does this sound like any life matters to you?